nation.
And I want to send a very special shout-out to my dad, who is listening to this game at the Kingston Health and Sciences Center. We wish you all the best as you continue to recover. The Gales looking to recover after a rough start to the third quarter. A valiant attempt looking for Mateo Tuioti there, but Anthony Leo's pass goes long. And, of course, a shout-out to my uncle, who is hosting me this weekend. I'm looking forward to having some of that wonderful chili with some of our family afterwards. It'll be perfect for a day like today where it's starting to get wet and overcast.
Oh, that would be the perfect thing to go for tonight. Shout out to my family who is listening in as well. You're down in the stands. I'm up here, but hopefully you're having just as much fun as I am.
Second and 10 for the Gales from their own 48. Leo handing it off to Jared Kasari. Kasari once again downhill running, taking that one up the middle. Good gain, getting across the midfield line about 7 yards, but going to be short of first down distance. However, you're going to go for it, because why wouldn't you? What's the worst that could happen? Western scores more points? Like, genuinely, why not? And they are going to go for it. They bring in big Liam Silverson. Either you get it and you keep your drive alive, or you don't, and you give them the ball back in a game that they're in control of. That's the thing. You got to play with that reckless abandon. You got to just kind of commit to taking chances, especially when you are down and when you are looking to get experience for this offense. Two men in motion. It is a third and 3. Leo dropping back under pressure. Incomplete.
Oh, nearly.
Looking for Nico Cuomo. Good coverage there from the Mustangs, and that will be a turnover on downs, but I think an understandable one. I get it. That's the right call to make. It was a good play design. It just didn't quite work out. And with 10 minutes and 44 seconds to go, Western is well on their way to their 14th straight victory against the Gales. Still leaving Evan Hillock in the ball game, which, once again, if that comes back to haunt you, that comes back to haunt you.
That is an interesting idea.
When I was playing rep football I would have been grade 10. We played Metro Toronto. They left their starting quarterback into the game. The last play of the game, he took a sack and broke his leg. So that's the kind of thing. You don't mess with those forces. It's going to be an end-around handoff to Seth Robertson and a great tackle from a guy who's having a great game, Ashton Miller-Melanson. And that's the thing. That's the risk. You got a great offensive line, but why do you leave your star quarterback out there when you're up by 25? You're risking fate. You're tempting fate at that point, you know?
Yeah, hopefully we don't see anything like that happen, but I do say that I don't quite understand the logic, although many people listening in, many people like you would know better than me.
No, this is a bit of a head-scratcher.
Okay, interesting.
There's really not any reason to do this and it's just going to grow that animosity. As Hillock is going to throw a little tunnel screen to Mohsen Jamal, the second. Actually, that is Dasani McIntosh. I assume named after the popular brand of water.
Could very well be.
I'm assuming so. I'm hoping he's better for the planet than the bottled water. Let's hope he's got a green approach to things.
A force for good in the world.
I'll tell you, I'm certainly green with envy watching this Western team do what they do. They are so good. They're up by 25. First and 10 from the Gales 45. Evan Hillock with multiple men in motion. Going to hand it off to Ethan Dolby. Ethan Dolby, this is eerily reminiscent of last year. Ethan Dolby breaking a wide open, picking up a first down, bringing it inside the 25. And last year, the Gales season ended in a very similar position to this, where it was just one long run after another, slowly breaking down an exhausted unit. And I mean, this defense has been on the field for most of the game.
And then when does this defense need to take the field next? Will these folks be rested enough to take on the rest of their season, the rest of these weeks?
That's the tough thing with how the OUA schedule broke down. They've got their work cut out for them because they've got another really tough game next week on the road against another great team in purple. Hand off to Keon Edwards as he is brought down by one of the big bodies in the middle of this defense for the Gales after a gain of about 5 yards. Maybe 6, second and middle distance, about 4 coming up. The snap will be processed from the Gales' 18-yard line when all is said and done. 8 minutes to go here in our fourth quarter of action. Western in control. A uneventful game for the Mustangs. Some low chances surrendered. They've mostly been in control the entire time, and We're going to see another handoff to Keon Edwards here, who is tackled by old man Van Wishart. Great play there from one of the steadfast defenders on this Queens defense. Third and short coming up, and Western is just going to go for it. And this is a tough game to stay motivated for when you're down by four scores and outside of the first quarter it hasn't really been close. It's tough to stay up for that on defense.
Absolutely, I would imagine, but even the fans here in the stands still have a little bit of gas in the tank, especially the Mustangs. They want more points. We can hear them cheering for it. We'll have to see if that...
Jerome Rancourt taking it outside. Tripped up by Keegan Vanek, but he should have enough for the first down.
Giving the crowd a little bit of energy here, is he?
And, you know, that's something that, once again, not really necessary when you're up by 25, and something that the defense will remember. Like, I'm just telling you, as a defensive player, when you see guys kind of showboating up four scores, you make a mental note of that, you know. And next time you see that individual on the field, you want to remind them of who you are. And that's something this Queens defense is very good at doing, is laying the body, playing very physically. We're going to see a handoff to Keon Edwards. Edwards breaking on the left-hand side after finding nothing up the middle. And guess who? Liam Sutherland with another tackle, having a great game on defense.
Sutherland absolutely working overtime this afternoon. We are here in the fourth quarter with just about 6.5 minutes to go. Again, you are listening to Gales Football here on CFRC 101.9 FM, and we'll have the rest of the game coming your way.
It is a 10-point lead for Guelph over Waterloo. Laurier is only up by 6 on Ottawa, 26-20. Western is up big over the Gales with a 2nd and 9 coming up. Another handoff, and this one is going to, wow, break through the middle of the Queens defense, and that's exactly what I saw last year, where the defense, they get tired, they do their best, but...
There's something to be said for exhaustion.
They just aren't able to secure the tackle, and this game is well over, 38-7. We are just basically now going through the motions here at Western's Alumni Stadium. This is a deja vu all over again situation for me, but I'll tell you about our fourth quarter sponsor, the Independent Wrestling Academy. On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy is proud to present Wrestling School of Rock. This all-ages, family-friendly professional wrestling event will take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire at 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., bill time is 5:30, and a portion of the show's proceeds will go towards CFRC 101.9 FM's annual funding drive. Follow the IWA on social media to get all match announcements. You can find them on Facebook at Independent Wrestling Academy. And, folks, we're going to have the kickoff return team here on the field, seeing if they can make something, anything happen. And I'm just looking to see if I can get some live stats from some of these other games. That Laurier-Ottawa game is especially interesting. If Ottawa somehow manages to pull off an improbable victory over Laurier, that at least gives Western a chance to reclaim first place.
Interesting.
Because Western is likely going to finish 7-1. We know they're going to win today. Queens, if they beat Laurier next week, which I actually like their matchup against the Golden Hawks, if they send Laurier to... Oy, oy, oy. Kick return is dropped, fielded. But Nathan Falcone is going to try to make something happen, and he is going to be tackled up inside the 10-yard line, which is unfortunately kind of been how the day has gone for the Gales.
Mustangs really converging on him there. Bit of a tough break.
We are live here at Western's Alumni Stadium. It has not been a particularly fun game for the Gales, but we've had some moments of brilliance kind of fleckled throughout.
Peek through like sun through this overcast day in the clouds.
So Anthony Leo.
I'm happy to be here.
Oh, absolutely. Anthony Leo's getting some great experience. He had a touchdown pass to Logan Walton earlier. Right before the half, it is 39-7. He's going to complete one to Nathan Falcone, and Falcone is going to get tackled pretty high.
Woo.
That definitely seems like...
Another tough break.
Maybe
another...
a horse collar or a face mask, but no penalty issued, as the Gales are likely going to need to concede 2 points again unless they really make something happen here on 2nd and 13. And folks, after the game, it'll be kind of business as usual. You'll get your normal fix of things, including, hey, at 8 o'clock, check out the 90s hosted by our buddy Zach. Always does a good job with all the best music from the 1990s. We've also got our reggae show at 9, which is always fun. Leo dropping back to pass. Under pressure, completes it. Great grab there by Nathan Falcone, who is going to be close to first down yardage. Fantastic job from Leo to Falcone, and he will indeed pick up the first down as the Gales will be moving forward.
Definitely a lot of great programming always coming your way on CFRC 101.9 FM. Like Jesse was saying, keep it locked for a lot of great music programming coming your way Saturday afternoon into the evening. And for our full schedule, that is just CFRC.ca. You can find the shows you like. You might find your new favorite show, something unlikely. There's always something on the air for you.
Jerick Asari takes a handoff for short gain up the middle. Can't fault his effort today. He has really been doing everything he can to try and get this offense moving. But the Gales are going to have to do some soul searching. They've got another really tough game next week. And this is certainly not the outcome they wanted, surrendering nearly 40 points. And with no turnovers, that's also quite concerning. This is an offense that usually will turn the ball over. They've been good about protecting the ball today, but has not done a great deal of good. Leo will complete to Jerick Asari. And honestly, I love watching Kasari play, but I hate seeing him play at a point like this when the game is well over. I really do not want him to take any more of a pounding. He's such a physical player. A gain of three as they are going to punt this one away. As we have been zooming through the game today, action has been fast and furious, if not a little one-sided. But for Queens, you just got to brush yourself off, get ready for next week.
And Jesse, what does it mean for the defense to keep showing how good they are, even in kind of a tough situation like this?
Well, it'll give them some confidence. It'll give the team writ large confidence. It just lets them know that defensively they can hang with some of the very best teams in the OUA. And offensively, they understand that this is a bit of an unusual situation, missing their starting quarterback. We don't really have any insight as to why. We're hoping it's nothing serious. We're hoping we see Alex again next week. But we just ultimately don't know. As it looks like that is Jerome Rancourt in the ballgame for the Mustangs, their backup quarterback. Big-bodied guy. As he is going to hand the ball off. And that is a great play from Van Wishart. That is a veteran effort hustle play to wrap the leg, pull him down, and stop it for a gain of maybe 2-3 yards.
And when can folks tune in next to hear Gales football coverage on the air?
It'll actually be the same schedule for the next couple weeks until the end of the season. All the kickoffs will be 1 p.m., and all the Something in the Water pregame shows will be around 12:45.
And you don't want to miss out on that, certainly.
And after this game, you know what, we're going to have some music. I'm cooking up a little playlist here because we will not finish at 4 p.m. We will finish well short of that. So we're going to get a little bit of everything in there. We're going to have some fun. Sundays are also a very interesting day. We do have a Gales player down, Eric Johnston, taking a knee. We're hoping it's nothing too serious. A lot of times when you're in the middle of the line like that, it's kind of just like a... You make a little bit of incidental contact. Maybe you get a Charlie horse, a bruise. We're hoping nothing too severe as we have less than 3 minutes to go here.
Seem to be paying a little bit of attention to that leg. Does the medical staff. Hoping again that it's nothing serious here at the end of the game.
Yeah, it's been a tough one, folks. You can tell. We've been going through it here. I was... When I saw Alex wasn't in the lineup, I was a little trepidatious yesterday. I kind of thought to myself, okay, this might be a bit of a struggle. But with how good the defense is, with how good the special teams unit is, the defense, they held up their side of the bargain, generating two turnovers. They were fantastic. It's just a bit of a rough go for an offense that is still learning, and that's okay. That's okay. It's just tough when you're playing a team as good as Western, you know. It's really, really difficult when you play a team like this that is so dominant and so excellent. But the Gales definitely have some confidence boosters they can draw from this. The performance of their defense, we saw a great grab from Logan Walton. Anthony Leo, you know what, he was under pressure all game. But the times that he needed to step up and make a pass, he has done that. And that bodes well for the future of this team because, you know, that's the nature of university football. Guys don't have 10-year careers.
Nature of the beast.
They come in, they get their time in, and they go on their way. And some of them leave an incredible legacy. Like Ian St. Arnaud has already established an incredible legacy for himself with his outstanding special teams play. You got guys like John Korsgaden who are new to the defense that we saw him with a key interception early in the game today. As Eric Johnston has made his way off the field, Tristan Burrell is in for him, and Jerome Rancourt running, lowering the shoulder, but Ian St. Arnaud records the tackle. And I'm telling you, Jerome Rancourt's putting a target on his back with the way he's showboating after every single one of these plays. Like,
it is kind of an interesting demeanor to be holding at this point in the game, I do have to say.
You just make yourself a center of attention.
Yeah.
And when you're the quarterback, you're already the center of attention. But when you're the center of attention and they really don't think too fondly of you, it's a different dynamic at play. You know, the other teams love Alec. Alex is a lovely kid. I don't think anybody has a great deal of fondness, as it is going to be a handoff and a first down on third and one for the Mustangs with 2 minutes to go here in our fourth quarter of action. Queens will fall to 4-2 on the season with another big game coming up next week that you can listen to right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Looks like Laurier is pulling away against Ottawa, so they are well on their way to a perfect season. Queens being one of those last big challenges in their way next week. Guelph has taken control in the game against Waterloo, so balance has been restored here in the OUA as we are going to see a Jerome Rancourt handoff stopped up by this Queens defense. And is that looking to get a number on that one? That's Justin Pace coming up from his linebacker spot to make the tackle there. A short gain, as we are in kind of clock kill mode here in London. They're just kind of running the clock, letting it go. We've got some cowbell.
We got cowbell. Some would say more cowbell.
Potential. Warren's actually 73 years old. They're framed Charlie Brown and more cowbell. It's quite an interesting frame of reference.
It is. It's either that or things that are incomprehensible to most of the listening audience.
That's
so
right. Queens with the tackle there on number 9 for the Mustangs. That's Marcel Phillips. Now, Marcel, there's a classic name. That's an old school one, you know. Maybe he'll do the Lindy Hawk for us if we're ever so nice. But Western is going to take their offense off the field, 3rd and 7, and punt this one away. It's been one of those days, folks. Not a great game from the Gales, doing what they can. But of course, you'll still get to see all the best moments on at CFRC Power Plays. I've found plenty of things that I can clip together over the next day or so. And we'll post all throughout the week. Bad snap. Way over the head of Ollie Griffiths. And you know some of those Gales were hoping he picked it up and ran with it because they were looking to lay one heck of a hit on him. So that is going to be a turnover. The Gales are going to get the ball in Mustang territory with 1:04 to go. It's, once again, play for points, play for pride. Work on what you need to work on the offensive side of things. Start working out the kinks. And we'll see what they can muster here. 39-7 for the Mustangs, if you're just joining us, in a game that everyone here in blue, gold, or red would like to forget.
We had a little bit of optimism at the end of the first half, rather, and
Jared Kasari taking the handoff.
From there.
Short gain on the left-hand side, tackled up by a collection of Mustangs.
But regardless of the outcome, you know you can always catch it here on CFRC 101.9 FM. And like Jesse said, you got to drop a follow. CFRC Power Plays, all the highlights are there the whole season long.
We got a lot of great stuff coming up, folks. You're going to get to see that John Korsgaden interception, the Ashton Miller-Malotz, and you'll get to see Logan Walton's first career touchdown. All manner of fun things on the docket for you. And, hey, stay tuned at the end of this broadcast. You'll get to hear a special promo for next week's game against the Laurier Golden Hawks. Anthony Leo looking to the end zone, and that is a great pass and catch for the touchdown. That is Nathan Falcone. He took one heck of a hit in the end zone.
All right, a few more points up on the board for the Gales here. It's going to be 39-13 Mustangs. Definitely good to see a little bit more action, if just for the sake of pride.
And it looks like Falcone is okay. My major concern is he took a huge hit. Helmet came off in the end zone. But it looks like he is, yep, jogging off the field. He's all right.
All right.
Obviously, there's always concern about the safety of players. You want to make sure, especially when we're talking about things like concussions or head injuries, that the safety of the player comes first. And Nathan Falcone making a great catch and thankfully being able to protect himself. So he's off the field. He's okay. It's a 39-13, possibly 39-14 scoreline. We will see if this kick is good.
Just under 40 seconds remaining. And a shout out to the band here, the Western band that's really been putting in the effort all game long. Great to watch. Cheer squad, great to watch.
Cheer squad, especially impressive. They've got some great choreography. They're throwing them in the air while they're connected. It's quite riveting. As that is a Tyler Mullen extra point to make it a 25-point deficit once more, 39-14. Anthony Leo going to finish with two touchdowns and no interceptions. Good game from him, doing the best he can with the situation. But it will be a convincing win for the Western Mustangs as they are just kind of looking to close out the game and make sure nobody wearing the purple and white gets hurt, because they're going to need their guys ready for the next stretch of games they've got.
What is their lineup looking like coming out of this game against the Gales?
They have got a game next week against McMaster, which should be quite interesting to see. Then after that, they will play the Toronto Varsity Blues and close out their season against the Windsor Lancers. So they've got two pretty tough games coming up there. McMaster, one of the more underrated teams, as Western actually gets a penalty processed for that hit to Nathan Falcone. As a result, Queens is going to get to kick this from the 50 of the Mustangs as opposed to the 35 of the Gales. So two penalties processed against Western. I've never seen a kickoff from the 50-yard line before of the team receiving. That is, I mean, hey, potential to make it a rouge for Tyler Mullen after that great Anthony Leo to Nathan Falcone connection. As Mullen is going to blast this one. It's going to be fielded at the inside of the Est in the Mustangs end zone. And tackled up. What a tackle from Jeremy Hiscox. Holy moly.
A little bit of energy from the Gales on that one, even at the end of the game, and that is great to see.
Yeah, actually, sorry, folks. That was Alex Tuck, number 48. What a tackle from Alex Tuck. Great wrap tackle. Hands underneath the buttocks. You lift. You drive, they go down. Kind of like just right between the back of the knee and the top of the gluteus maximus. You know? Good grab and go. As the great Gorilla Monsoon would say, the gluteus maximus. And sometimes I feel like Gorilla Monsoon. Sometimes I feel like the chum bucket, you know. And that's okay, because we've got 30 seconds
left. We've certainly got 30 seconds left in the game. That is palpable.
As Jerome Rancourt is just going to kind of hold on to it. They're going to let the clock run, and then he is going to knee. Folks, we are just about out of time for our regulation action. We will have a quick Something in the Water post-game show where we will discuss some of the superlatives for the Gales today, some of the informal formal awards that I like to hand out, and I think that'll be an interesting discussion, because I'm curious to get your point of view, Lauren, as someone who is somewhat new to Queens football and certainly OUA football in general.
Looking forward to having that chat. And again, thank you, Jesse, for having me on the broadcast, and thank you if you're listening for tuning in to CFRC 101.9 FM and sticking with us. That's ball game.
Western wins 39-14, making it 14 consecutive victories over the Gales, and a positive 385 point differential at that. Bit of a rough go today, but that's the joy of football. You've always got the next time, and next time you'll hear us is just in a few minutes for this post-game show. But after that, you can catch me at next week's game in Kitchener-Waterloo as the Gales take on the undefeated number one ranked Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks. Folks, we're going to have one more word from our sponsor. And then the next time you hear us will be for the post-game show. We're going to discuss how the game went and hand out awards to the players we feel really made a good accounting of themselves today. It is a 39-14 Western win. This is CFRC 101.9 FM.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy is proud to present Wrestling School of Rock. This all-ages, family-friendly professional wrestling event will take place at the upper hall of the Spire at 82 Sydenham Street. Doors open at 5 p.m., bell time is 5:30. A portion of the proceeds will go towards CFRC 101.9 FM's annual funding drive. Follow the Independent Wrestling Academy on social media to get all the talent and match announcements. Tickets are available at www.iwacademy.com/tickets. Something in the Water Brewing is doing their part to help keep Canada's water clean and accessible. 5 cents from every can purchased is donated to Swim, Drink, Fish, a nonprofit that has worked tirelessly to connect communities with clean drinking water. To learn more about Something in the Water's commitment, visit somethingbrewing.ca/pages/our story. This is the Something in the Water postgame show live on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Back. This is your Something in the Water post-game show live here on CFRC 101.9 FM. The Gales lose 39-14 to the Western Mustangs, but you know what? If you're down at Something in the Water, although the atmosphere may not be as jubilant as usual given the team's performance, you know what? You're still in the best place you could possibly be because they have got a tremendous food and beverage menu. They got the tricolor touchdown, and they're doing their part to keep Canada's water clean and accessible. 5 cents from every can is donated to Swim, Drink, Fish, a nonprofit that has worked tirelessly to connect communities with water. To learn more about Something in the Water's sustainable practices, visit somethingbrewing.ca/pages/our story. Lauren, bit of a tough one for the Gales today. They were without their starting quarterback, Alex Vreeken, and you could tell the offense struggled. Let's put it bluntly. They had a handful of first downs throughout the game. They did score 2 touchdowns, albeit one came in what we call garbage time when you're not really paying a great deal of attention to the significance of those scores. What is your interpretation? What's your impression of the team having gotten your first real up-close look at them this season?
I would say the thing that was most striking to me, and it's the thing that you again kept highlighting during your calls of the game, was how hard the defense was working. From top to bottom, all I could see was these gentlemen giving it their all, and I would say I would be very excited to then see what this team is like when its offense is at full power, is at 100% when folks aren't injured, because I could see that being so much of a force to be reckoned with that it left me both impressed with the defense, impressed with still the efforts of some of those beginning offensive players that you were talking about, but really wanting to see more, wanting to see what could come of this lineup.
And that's the thing, like, this is a team that they're so young on offense. Their defense is that good because they are experienced. They've been playing together for years. So it's understandable for them to have a performance like that. The offense, yeah, bit of a tough day. Rebound, reload, and come back next week looking to shock the world with a victory over the top-ranked Laurier Golden Hawks.
And wouldn't that be something? I'd love to see that, personally.
That would be tremendous.
Or listen to it, rather, here on CFRC.
Lauren, we always do our Something in the Water Offensive Player of the Game. Who on the Queen's offense do you think is worthy of that superlative?
That is so interesting. What are you thinking?
there's a couple options. Jared Kasari was the most consistent player on offense, so I will likely give it to him. However, I always love seeing guys like Anthony Leo and Logan Walton step up. It's going to be Jared Kasari, but an honorable mention to Logan Walton.
I was going
to
say Logan Walton like a career touchdown. That's a lot of fun.
Now we look at our Pick 6 Athletics defensive player of the game. A lot of guys that were also worth highlighting there. The defense played quite well despite the lopsided scoreline. Some names that I would consider: Ashton Miller-Melanson was super reliable, had an interception. Justin Pace is always in the running for this award. Darian Newell had a good game. Is there anybody on the defense that you really kind of gravitated towards or impressed you?
Pace was the one for me. Again, this is kind of a new thing for me, but that was the player who stuck out to me during the whole game.
Absolutely. That's a great choice. Justin Pace, I think, is who I would go with as well. He's just been so good all season long for this team. And then we have... And this one I think we'll agree on, our something in the water smooth move of the game. And I think this has got to go to our honorable mention for the offensive player. I think this has got to be Logan Walton's first career touchdown.
Yeah, big congratulations to him. Really glad we could get to see that. That's a lot of fun.
It's always a huge milestone. As they play Wonderwall here for the assorted 20 and 21-year-olds still braving the rain, I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about the Gales.
About the Gales right now.
As a difficult go, but we love this team. We'll be back for more. You can catch me next week in Kitchener. I'm going up. I'm traveling. I'm driving the 3 in whatever hours.
Jesse Bell is on the move to bring you the Gales action.
And I'm looking forward to it. Folks, thank you so much for joining us today. Lauren, thank you for getting your first real experience in a live sports broadcasting setting. Where can people find you if they're curious about what else you do?
On CFRC, Tuesdays at 11 a.m., I am hosting Listening Queerly with you every week. That is your multi-genre approach to queer music from all around the world, so I can see you there. I'm in and around the station in a bunch of different capacities. If you want to get involved with volunteering, maybe check out there. That is just CFRC.ca. All that information's there as well. And as far as sports broadcasting goes,
yeah,
you might see me in and out of the booth to come because I had a lot of fun. I am not above inserting myself into CFRC's goings on and that sort of thing, but particularly at the wrestling gig. November 30th, Independent Wrestling Academy presents Wrestling School of Rock in tandem with CFRC 101.9 FM's annual fundraising efforts. I will be calling those matches for you on commentary with Jeff the Movie Nerd of Wednesday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. And I will say that is where you will see me at my most hype, at probably much more literate than today. Really excited to be able to call those matches and to see the card that is to come.
It's going to be a good one, folks. All right. On behalf of everyone at CFRC, including our intrepid tech manager, Chancellor, who helped us get this sounding as good as possible, thank you for listening. We love you. We hope you'll join us again next week. And we're hoping we'll get a bit more of a positive result for the Gales. But on behalf of the whole crew, this is Jesse Bell signing off and reiterating a favorite statement of mine from an iconic Kingston broadcaster, the iconic Max Jackson: if you can't be a sport, play one. And with that, folks, we'll send you back to Kingston, Ontario for your regularly scheduled programming. This has been CFRC's coverage of the Queens Gales football team.
From the New York Underground to Kingston's Grand Theater, Grand On Stage presents the Hot Sardines.
Buy me a Bisty Shade. Please let me explain.
Performing songs from their latest album, C'est La Vie, a bilingual blend of original jazz songs and timeless standards. The Hot Sardines, Friday, October 4th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for The Hot Sardines and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
It's been said that football is a game of inches. Even the smallest margin can mean the difference between victory and defeat. Elation and agony. The next round, or your final game. In 2023, the Gales were on the wrong side of that margin as they lost their home opener in dramatic, heartbreaking fashion to the Laurier Golden Hawks. Now the Gaels find themselves in the role of the Road Warriors, traveling to Laurier's home turf, hungry for revenge. Who will prevail in this clash of Vanier Cup contenders? On Saturday, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca to catch all the pulse-pounding action. The CFRC pregame show will begin at 12:45 p.m. with a 1 p.m. scheduled kickoff time. We hope you'll join us for this classic clash between two powerhouse programs.
worthiness to the rhythm of the mighty algorithm. Verse, chorus, verse. Music is a curse. The arch has lost its worth. Music lost its worth. Wasted youth. Saved by the rock and roll. What's the use? Nobody.
sing the whole